Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690. We have a treat for you here today. We have not one, but two superintendents in the same room at the same time. I don't know if we can handle this. We have Daryl Pruder from the South Coffeyville Public Schools, and we have Dr. Craig Correll from USD 445. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well, yeah. I believe.
Yeah. Doing great this morning.
It's great to have you in here. Since you're on the first on the schedule, Daryl, what's coming up here at tonight's meeting on our agenda?
It looks like a long meeting, but it's not.
Well, good. We're good.
The meeting will start at 6:30. The consent agenda is about 2 pages long because we're trying to finish out the end of the year, getting everything paid, and then setting budgets for the next year. So that'll be about 2 pages worth, and then we will start for, I'm trying to pull it up on
all
my phone.
Right, I hear you. Yeah, no worries. No worries at all.
We'll set expenditures for field trips and books and different things like that. And then once we get all that done, it looks like we're looking at giving support staff raises. We're not sure what that is yet. We'll discuss that tonight at the meeting. And then we're looking to hire a director of technology, person to help with that. I don't have that name yet, but we'll hire a treasurer, and it's be the same person we hired last year, Mr. Jeff Lay. So he will be our treasurer. And then hire a few other people, speech pathologist, and same person we have last year. And then look at redoing our alternative education program and hiring those people to continue the Alt-Ed program, which is a really good program for us. And that's an after-school program that saves a lot of kids for us. Then I'll go over what we're doing with after the flood.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about how the cleanup's going.
Oh, the cleanup was very expensive and a lot of time, but we've got sheetrock replaced and we're looking at the floors now and picking out colors, and so that should be done by the end of the week, we hope, so we can get moved back into it. Now, we did change it. The meeting is over at the high school this year. Tonight,
yeah,
we decided to move that office over there, so that's where the meetings will be at the high school, not at the elementary school. And other than that, finish up what we're doing this summer, show what we've done outside and inside, and go from there.
Excellent. Very good. Well, it should be a good meeting. I don't know, even a little busier than you'd like.
A lot, yeah.
With all this. Oh, my
gosh.
Yes,
and we just went to a PLC meeting in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That was a really good deal. We're working on those. That's what we do every Wednesday after when we let out early. We do our professional learning communities meetings, and so we're going to revamp those, and we're excited about that. We had about 5 teachers go to that, and so we're excited about this next year and what we can do with that to help kids, which is what we're all about, helping
kids. That's very good.
All
right. Well, Dr. Correll, what's on your agenda?
Our meeting starts out pretty similar. We have a long list of consent agenda items. It's July, so we're designating our local bank or our local newspaper, who's responsible for Title I and just all of those. So that'll be a pretty quick conversation there. And then we have a few action items. We're spending some of our ESSER funds on buying some laptop computers for students, for staff, some of those things. We're also contracting with a energy savings company, Navitas, and to look at just where we're spending our money and looking to save taxpayer dollars there. Luke Lindesmith actually works for the company, and he's a Coffeyville graduate. And so he's been working with us and showing us some ideas on some savings that we can expect to see.
Well, excellent. Well, no, that's always good. And, you know, whatever we can do to save a few pennies here and there, it all certainly adds up.
We like saving money, and we like to bring in some of those alumni to work with us, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's absolutely great. So are there any projects that you've been working on here this summer at any of the schools that you'd like to share at all? Anything stick out to you?
Really nothing big this summer. You know, mm-hmm. we just finished, you know, what our facilities project this summer is just the usual, just the routine maintenance, and, you know, our custodians are hard at work cleaning those buildings and cleaning those floors. And here in a few weeks, we'll know that we can't walk in those buildings because they take a lot of pride in those floors. And Daryl's shaking his head.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in a school system, you understand that. You walk in that door, see the, you know, don't enter sign, you don't enter because you don't want to upset the custodians because they spend a lot of time and they're very proud of the work they do.
They do. Yeah, you don't mess with that wax.
I'll tell you, every year I'll walk in a building a week or two before school starts and I'll think to myself, how in the world will this be ready, you know, in 2 weeks? And every year, it looks like a brand new building when you walk in. So it's just amazing the work that they do.
Well, I know it's always good. And I mean, I know it's July, but I mean, start of school is not too far away.
It's not far off at all.
So, I mean, I know we're going to be talking about that as we get a little bit closer, but anything else? It's nice to have the two of you in the room at the same time. Kind of fun. So,
and we actually both have a history, but yes. Labette County, being principals over at Labette County.
Hey.
So.
Yep.
That's awesome. So, anything else you guys want to share with the listeners here this morning? Just come out to the meeting.
If you're
interested.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
That's all I have.
Okay. Yep. Well, good deal. Good deal. It's really great to have both of you in here and let everyone know. And once again, your meeting, Daryl.
6:30 uh-huh. at the high school.
Yep.
And we'll be 4 o'clock at the Board of Education office.
Okay. All righty. Well, that probably means I have to do the news because Matt will be there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I get the short end of this stick.
Yeah.
All right.
You do a good job.
Hey, well, thank you. Hey, well, great to have you guys on here and looking forward to chatting again here soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All righty.
Take care.
Thank you. That's Daryl Pruder and Dr. Craig Carell here on the Mighty 690. And we'll be up next with John Vest from the Coffeeville Amateur Radio Club just a few minutes away.